broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, on this morning's program, we have a lot going on, and it's an action-packed episode of the program. There were some passings in the world of music that we're going to talk about. It is also Black History Month, so we open up the treasure trove of recordings in that vein as well. And also observe Yahrzeit for my mother. May she rest in peace. Actually, today, the broadcast date of this program, February the 7th, and so we've got lots of great music coming your way. With me this morning to bring it to you all is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. So, yeah, we have another great show for you back from the snow emergency that we dealt with last week.
Yeah, you know, here in the nation's capital, we don't do particularly well with snow. We don't get that much of it. So when it comes, everybody gets completely, as they say in Yiddish, everybody gets completely meisha kapaya. And yeah. So Sunday is our broadcast day, and so we weren't able to do it. But don't worry, we're here this morning, and we've got great stuff coming your way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's get started then. Here's the Nagina Orchestra and Singers, very popular Hasidic group back in the 1970s, recorded back in 1978, another version of Shalom Aleichem, those famous verses recited on Friday night. Here are the Nagina Orchestra and Singers.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hashareis, Malachei Elyon, Malachei Elyon. Mimelech Malkei Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimelech Malkei Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem L'Shalom, Malachei Hashareis.
Amen. Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Then recorded back in 1978, the Nagina Orchestra and Singers, very fine Hasidic group from back in that era, and Shalom Aleichem, of course, the famous verses recited on Friday nights when one returns home from shul, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. More Hasidic music. Here from somewhat later, Shalom Morgenstern, recorded back in 1999, verses from the preliminary morning service, Le'olam Yeh Adam, a prayer that we say to Hashem that we should be as God-fearing in private as we are in public. So a very important part of the preliminary morning service, although most mornings everybody's trying to scrape the cobwebs out as we get started, always early in the morning. But here's a nice version of it by Shalom Morgenstern, recorded back in 1999.
Oh, you're the rock, 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 you're
They recorded back in 1999 there, Shalom Morgenstern and Le'olam Ye'adam, and then they kind of segued into a line from the Masechta in Brachas that says that our sages teach us that one should accustom themselves to saying that everything that Hashem does is for the good. And like he said there in English, it's always for the good. And it's funny, usually they throw a line of Yiddish in there, but this time we have a line of English, so there you go. Well, the next portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends over at Leslie Kantor's Fabulous Israeli Accents, serving the Mid-Atlantic area and now around the world for the past 35 years with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica, doing it all over the phone now because of the pandemic. So you can call them at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kantor's Fabulous Israeli Accents. Give them a call. You'll be glad you did. They present now from 1980 the great Israeli singer Yehoram Gaon and another Naomi Shemer classic, Eretz Eretz, a song about the land of Israel.
Eretz, 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 Eretz t'chol ein av, v'hashemesh lakidvash v'chalav. Eretz banoladnu, Eretz banichye, v'neshev b'yihye mashayye. Eretz shenohav, ilanu em va'av, של העם, ארץ לעולם, ארץ בנולדנו, ארץ בנחיה, יהיה מה שיהיה. ארץ, 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 ים אל מול החוף, פרחים וילדים בלי סוף. בצפון כנרת, בדרום חולות, ומזרח למערב נושק בסוף. ארץ שנוהב, היא לנו אם ואב, ארץ של העם, ארץ לעולם. שיהיה ארץ, 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 ארץ התורה, את מקור האור ושפת האמונה. ארץ, 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 ארץ יקרה, הן הבטחת שאם זו אגדה. ארץ שנוהג הילנו ומבר, ארץ של העם, ארץ לעולם, ארץ בנולדנו, ארץ בנחיה, יהיה מה שיהיה. Yeah.
one of the great names in Israeli music for many, many years, the great Yehoram Gaon, and from the pen of Naomi Shemer, Eretz Eretz, and that recorded back in 1980. Selection of the beautiful music of Israel brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Call him, 301-231-7999, gets it done for Israeli accents. And now Ben's got his first selection on the program this morning, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, we will go with a more modern Israeli song. Here is Ayal Golan. This is a song called Mi Shema Amin.
יש לכולנו מגדול ועד קטן ימים יפים וגם פחות וביניהם תשובה לכל השאלות יש אלוהים אחד גדול ובעולם הזה נותן לנו הכל בין אפלה לקרן אור את הנתיב אנחנו רק צריכים לבחור וזה ידוע חיים ומתנה הכל צפוי והרשות נתונה מי שמאמין לא מפחד את האמונה לאבד ולנו יש את מלך העולם והוא שומר אותנו מכולם מי שמאמין לא מפחד את האמונה לאבד ולנו יש את מלך העולם והוא שומר תמיד על המפה אנחנו נשאר וזה ידוע חיים ומתנה הכל צפוי והרשות נתונה
Ayal Galan, and that is a song called Mi Shema Amin.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the 78 Groove. And on the 78 Groove, we get started with all our recordings for Black History Month, which comes out in February. And the participation of black artists in the Jewish recordings over the course of the decades from the 1920s for many, many decades is a very important part of the history of Jewish music, especially in the United States, and it comes in all different forms. What we're going to listen to today is a very rare recording of the great black jazz pianist and singer, the late Hazel Scott, who was very, very popular in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, and then she got in a little trouble with on the anti-communist stuff, and she ended up living overseas for many years, and then she passed away a long time ago. But I guess, truth be told, she was Oprah before there was Oprah. She had her own television and radio shows. She appeared in the nightclub circuit. She appeared in motion pictures, but you know, there weren't a lot of roles for black women then that were not, you know, things that she wanted to be participating in. But she had tremendous musical talent. She was a classically trained pianist, and she appeared in lots of different film roles. And this recording was of a Yiddish song, and she made it famous. Her picture is on the sheet music, and it's called Ich Will Sich Spielen, which means I Want to Play, a Yiddish novelty song of the time. And she recorded it for the Signature label back in 1947. Here's the original recording, a very rare collector's item today. Take a listen and enjoy.
Tate sucht das Spielen, ist er sind. Wenn so mir fragen, sucht mein Kind, wusst, will's geheilt. Geh entfernt, wollt ich im Ball denn geschwien. Ich will sag spielen, sie sah so gib. Ich will sag spielen, wer will du's nicht? Ich will sag spielen, sie ist festgestellt. Oi, 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 spielen steht die ganze Welt. Ich will sag spielen, that's the way it goes. Ich will sag spielen, everybody knows. It's very easy, just be on your toes. That's the way I sing it. And if you'd like to learn, come right in, join with me. Make with the words and the melody. Get your kicks with this harmony. I want to play.
They're recorded for the Signature label back in 1947. The great pianist and singer, and the greatest of all things in that time, the late Hazel Scott, a tremendous, tremendous entertainer. Unfortunately today, Ben, completely forgotten, and it's sad because, like I say, you know, she had quite the career before, like so many, it went down the drain in the 1950s. But like I say, finally remembered for that famous song. And I was showing Ben while the record was playing. Her face was on the sheet music, and she made it hit. And it was nothing to be considered, you know, that a black entertainer would come out and sing in Yiddish. And she used to appear at the Roxy Theater in New York, and also at the Club Zanzibar. These were the two integrated facilities in the entire city of New York in those days. So she was getting it done in a big way. Like I say, you know, she was Oprah before there was Oprah, but unlike Oprah, she could also sing and play the piano and et cetera, et cetera. So that's our kickoff for Black History Month. There'll be a lot more recordings in that vein coming up throughout the month, so I hope you'll stay tuned for those as well. Let's continue now. More Hasidic music. Here is Ron Sassone, recorded back in 1988, and from the Daily Prayer Book and the Evening Service, Yiru Einenu V'Yismach Libeinu, may our eyes behold and our heart will rejoice when Hashem returns to Zion. Here is Ron Sassone. Recorded back in 1988, there is Ron Sassone and Yiru Einenu from the Daily Marav Service, and hope that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben continues now with his next selection, so we'll go to that right now.
All right, well, we are going to continue now as we were talking about Black History Month. This one, a really cool one that we have featured on the program before. Now, this is from an album that the Black opera singer named Noah is just the stage name he uses. His real name is Noah Stewart, but he just goes by his single name. And this was his self-titled album called Noah, where he did a bunch of covers of songs and other Broadway musical pieces. And this comes from the movie Exodus, which, of course, tells the story of Passover and the Exodus and all of that. Now, what's funny about this, the soundtrack was originally partially composed by Pat Boone.
Right, but it was also, the movie of it was actually, had the ancient, but then the modern story of the beginning of the State of Israel as well.
Yeah, so it was a very cool movie. This, the main song from it, from the refrain.
Yeah, it's funny that Pat Boone wrote it. But he is a deeply, deeply religious man.
And, right.
So I guess it came to him that way.
Yeah, and so this is the song that was one of the refrains from that movie. A song called This Land Is Mine.
This land to me, this brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this open land with me. For I am just a man when you are by my side, with the help of God. I know I can be strong to make this land our home. If I must fight, I'll fight to make this land our home until I die. This land is mine.
And there you had it, Noah Stewart.
That's,
and that
very
one
nice.
From his self-titled album, Noah, and that one from the movie Exodus, this called The Land Is Mine.
Yeah, that's very nice. Hard to believe that movie was made like 60 years ago. It was made in 1960 with Paul Newman and Eva Marie Saint and Sal Mineo. It was a great movie. Mm-hmm. It ran about 3.5 hours, and great, great movie. I believe it was directed by Otto Preminger, if I remember correctly. But if you've never seen it, it's definitely sure worth watching. So if you go on YouTube or one of the plays, it's got to be there somewhere. So check it out. In any event, let's continue now with the first half cantorial. So yesterday, in short, we read the portion of Yitro, as the other young folks say. And in it, of course, is the reading of the Ten Commandments. And it made me think of this cantorial piece that was composed, actually, by the late cantor Yossel Rosenblatt for the Tenth Commandment, Lo Sachmo, that thou shalt not covet. You shall not covet that which is not yours. Of course, then it goes through all the different things that you should not covet, your neighbor's house, his wife, his property, his et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the piece goes into that, and then there's a Yotzeris that's said, and congregations repeat those on Shavuos, that talks about, says Lo Sachmod, and then the famous refrain, Koritz Machomer, why should a man made of flesh and blood covet that which is not his? So all wrapped up in one very nice piece. So here's a nice version of it by the late cantor Label Waldman, together with the Oscar Julius Choir, recorded back in 1949 for the ABC Company in New York. Here is Lo Sachmod, the Tenth Commandment.
Kinehu bekinurai bechol cheloi Loi sachmoi
Loi sachmoi
Avdoi vamusai su dehol guloi Loi sachmoi Vishoyre vach moeroi vechola sheloi, loi sach moi.
Loi sach moi.
Nihitoi vechar moi, gano yushvi loi. Veiroi veyeitso proiso vivloi. Rich po yufirusho vyare vechameloi. Ikarika hasbo yusulvanoi angohod loi. So I know the hollow foot mahashke you'll mahuloi. Between the whole mahma de mahuloi.
Is that she?
kien jan se je ben ay se lolwe lolwe kien jan se je ben lolwe se lolwe 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 se
recorded for the ABC Company in New York back in 1949, the late Cantor Label of Waldman, together with the Oscar Julius Choir and the Yotzris for Lo Sachmo, the Tenth Commandment. Yesterday, and sure, we read the portion of Yisro that has the Ten Commandments inside of it, and hope very much you enjoyed it. That piece originally composed by Yossel Rosenblatt, and a standard Rosenblatt piece, that great mixture of Eastern and Western styles all together in one piece, and hope very much that you enjoyed that first half cantorial. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, this is a really funny one. Now, we are getting we're getting into the season where, as the as you know, things start to open back up and things start to stabilize and normalize, people are starting to plan for weddings. But the funny part about it is that, you know, the words, I don't know if it's just the structure of the words or it's the fact that so many things and performances are tilted towards weddings, but it seems like the lines from the wedding blessings are really easy to make satires out of.
Probably all of the above,
probably,
I guess.
All of the above. This one, no different. Here is Israeli singer and songwriter Yossi Pimenta with a satire of the pop song Down Under by the group Men at Work. This is Asher Bara.
Shabbat Sasson, Sasson Vesimha, Hatan Hatan Vekala. Shabbat Sasson Vesimha, Hatan Hatan Vekala. Shabbat Sasson, Sasson Vesimha, Hatan 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 Vekala. Shalom, shalom, be'ru'u.
And there you had it. Yossi Pimenta on that one again.
That's the satire. Pretty cool.
Yeah, the satire of Land Down Under by Men at Work. That one, Asher Barra.
Very nice. Well, let's continue now. On first up on the comedy corner for this, we take notice of the passing of the singer Jimmy Rogers, who was a very popular singer in the United States back in the late 1950s and into the 60s, and performed sporadically over the years, passed away at the age of 87. But in the late 50s, he had two monster hits. The first was a song called Kisses Sweeter Than Wine that he got was a hit from the Weavers, and then he raised the key and sped up the tempo and, like they say, made it his own, and it was a big monster hit. And then another song called Honeycomb, and Country Yussie spoofed it in 1985 with a song called Curry Bone. Now, to explain exactly where this comes from, on Friday night is the Zmiris. It's Curry Bone, but because we don't say Hashem's name with the Y, we pronounce the K when we're not actually saying it, so it becomes Curry Bone, and sped up a little bit, it becomes Curry Bone. So it's a spoof of the famous Jimmy Rogers hit Honeycomb. So let's go back now to 1985 and pay tribute to the late Jimmy Rogers, who passed away about 10 days ago, and Curry Bone.
Curry Bone, Curry Bone.
It's a real nice song that I love to sing, and it makes my Neshama Yisera swing, and I can sing that song the whole night long. They call it Curry Bone every Friday night right after the fish. Me and my kind, Alacha, sitting round the tish, and we start to sing as mirrors like in every Jewish home. We start with Curry Bone, oh Curry Bone, how I love to sing it, oh Curry Bone, all night long. Everybody smiles in every home when the kids are singing Curry Bone. Oh, Curry Bone, I love to sing it. Oh, Curry Bone, all night long. Oh, you can't go wrong when you got a song like Curry Bone.
Curry Bone.
Well, you can sing it high and you can sing it low, or you can sing it fast or you can sing it slow, or you can sing it in a group or you can sing it all alone. When you sing Curry Bone, well, you can jump right up and dance all around. Course it makes you kinda happy, it's a Shabbos sticker sound, and then it really hits the spot, then it sets a holy tone. I'm talking Curry Bone, oh Curry Bone, how I love to sing it, oh Curry Bone, all night long. Everybody smiles in every home when the kids are singing Curry Bone, oh Curry Bone, I love to sing it, oh Curry Bone, all night long. Oh, you can't go wrong when you got a song like Curry Bone. Michelot is a very nice song, and my Adidas is a little bit long, and Drury Crook can hold its own. But they're not Curry Bone, Curry Bone Olam, they all my yard. Antu Malka, Melam Mochaya, Oyvat Gaborte, Vesim Haya, Shvakadama, Lehavaya, Curry Bone, how I love to sing it, oh Curry Bone, all night long. Everybody smiles in every home when the kids are singing Curry Bone, oh Curry Bone. Sing it, oh Curry Bone, all night long. Oh, you can't go wrong when you got a song like Curry Bone.
Curry Bone.
Their Country Yussie recorded back in 1985, a spoof of the Jimmy Rogers hit Honeycomb, and that was called Curry Bone. And Jimmy Rogers, like I say, passed away about 10 days ago. Very, very popular singer in the late 50s and early 60s. And hope you enjoyed that. More comedy coming up after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic. feature an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with more comedy. Here is a Jewish comedian from the 1950s named Marty Franklin, who sings together with his own orchestra a spoof of a song made famous by the great black singer Harry Belafonte called Jamaica Farewell. And Harry Belafonte had another Jewish-flavored monster hit back in the 50s we'll get to later on in the month. But for right now in the comedy time, we'll tip our hat to the great talent of the great Harry Belafonte. A spoof, a little bit of Yiddish in there, called Jamaica Farewell. And that was the name of the original, and it's the name of the spoof as well. Here's the great Marty Franklin.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountaintop, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. Aber sie tiet mir bang, sie macht mir krank, sie sein ha weg vor lange Zeit. Mein Herz ist zerbrochen, mein Kopf ist verdreht, sie will aus einer Mädel in Kingston State. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Aki rice, salt fish are nice, and the rum is fine any time of year. Aber sie tiet mir bang, sie macht mir krank, sie sein weg vor lange Zeit. Mein Herz ist zerbrochen, mein Kopf ist verdreht, sie will aus einer Mädel in Kingston State. Sing a little louder, all together. Afumba la cachumba. Sounds of laughter everywhere, and the dancing girls swing to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. Aber sie tiet mir bang, sie macht mir krank, sie sein weg vor lange Zeit. Mein Herz ist zerbrochen, mein Kopf ist verdreht, sie will aus einer Mädel in Kingston State. Sad to say, I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. Mein Herz ist zerbrochen, mein Kopf ist verdreht, sie will aus einer Mädel in Kingston State. Sie will aus einer Mädel in Kingston State.
They recorded for Cadence in New York back in 1957. They're Marty Franklin and the spoof of the Harry Belafonte song Jamaica Farewell. And, of course, the original is my heart is broken, my head is turning around because I have to leave a girl in Kingston Town. He says that his cup is straight, his head is turned around. Well, Iber Luzin Amadal, he has to leave behind a woman in Kingston State, in the in the town of Kingston in Jamaica. Very clever spoof at that, and hope you enjoyed it. One more before the mid-break. Here's one that was supposed to go on last week's show, so we'll play it now. It is Avram Fried, recorded back in 1988, and verses from the Sedras of Bo and Bashalach that come right before Yisro, and it's talking about Hashem says his Yatzavu, he tells Moshe and Aaron, stand back now and watch what I do as I display my power and get rid of the Egyptians once and for all and set the Jewish people free. And then, as is the usual custom, a little bit in Yiddish, and they're talking about that the Messiah should come. Here's the great Avram Fried.
Yod Ramah, Vinei Yisroh, ביודרמו
בני סירו אל יויצים ביודרמו ביודרמו בני סירו אל יויצים
ביודרמו
בני סירו אל יויצים
ביודרמו
בני סירו אל יויצים
ביודרמו ביודרמו
Binareinu, Biskeineinu, Bibaneinu, Bibnoiseinu, Binareinu, Biskeineinu, Bibaneinu, Bibnoiseinu, Isi Yatsivu, Oreyo, Esi Yeshua, Sashem, Isi Yatsivu, Oreyo, Esi Yeshua, Sashem. Otto, come Mashiach, Otto, come Mashiach, Hinei Zebo. Be your drummer, be your drummer. Binareinu, Biskeineinu, Bibaneinu, Bibnoiseinu, Otto, come Mashiach, Otto, come Mashiach, Hinei Zebo. Yeah, he Ya, hine, hine, se
pas. They recorded back in 1993, the great Avram Fried and his Yatzavu verses there taken from the Sedras of Bo and Bashalach, read the past couple of weeks in Shul. And then, of course, a little Yiddish in there that the Messiah should come very soon. The great Avram Fried, been getting it done for a long time. You know, Ben, I remember getting his first album back in 1981.
Uh-huh.
And the first big hit was Kael HaHodos from the Friday Night Davening. And, boys, he's been getting it done ever since. Never looked back. So the great Avram Fried, and I hope very much that you enjoyed it. Let's step aside now for the mid-break. We'll be back with the second portion of this morning's program right after this.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
Let's continue now with the second portion of this morning's program. Again, we take note of another passing in the world of Jewish music. This is an artist who lived right here in the Washington, D.C. area for many years, and that is Flory Jagoda, who passed away this past week at the age of 97. And she was originally born in Sarajevo in what was then Yugoslavia, today as part of Bosnia, as all those Balkan states split up after the fall of the Soviet Union. She survived the Holocaust and dedicated her artistry to the preservation of the music of the Sephardim of southeastern Europe, the Balkan countries, where Ladino was spoken, and that whole civilization that was destroyed during the Holocaust, right along with the Ashkenazic civilization of upper eastern Europe. We forget sometimes about the awful, terrible destruction that occurred in the Balkan countries, in Greece and in other places, where all traces of Jewish life were basically destroyed. And she performed in Ladino for many, many years. And like I say, she lived here in the Washington area, and she just passed away last week at the age of 97 years old. So I thought we would pay tribute to her to listen to an album, a selection from an album, rather, that she recorded back in 1981 here in Washington. This is a song for Tu Bishvat, which took place a few weeks ago, called Hamisa Asar, of course, the 15th, as we say. And in her tradition, she says in the Ladino that it was their custom in Yugoslavia to gather 15 different fruits and eat them on Tu Bishvat. Of course, the climate in the Sephardic countries was a lot more temperate, and so they did a lot more with Tu Bishvat. Of course, in the Ashkenazic lands, everything was still buried under snow, so it was kind of hard to get too excited about it. But again, we remember different cultures, different parts of our people that were also ruthlessly destroyed and exist now as just a shadow of their former selves. So here, the late Flory Jagoda, in a tribute to her and her very illustrious career, and Hamisa Asar.
Hamisha Hasar, Hamisha Hasar, Ben Je suis non complacible.
They recorded back in 1981 there, the late Flory Jagoda, who passed away last week, who lived here for many years in the Washington area and dedicated her career to the remembrance and the singing of the songs, mostly in Ladino, the language that was spoken in the Mediterranean by Sephardic Jews. And that Chamisa Asar, a song about Tu B'Shvat, and hope very much enjoyed that. Something different on the program as we play and pay tribute to Flory Jagoda on her passing and salute her very illustrious career. Well, let's continue now with more Spanish-flavored things from the Ashkenazic side of the street. Here, Pesach Gerberstein and his wife Lillian Lux recorded back in 1948 for Columbia a song tailor-made to the Yiddish and Spanish-speaking audiences that they performed throughout Latin America for many decades, a song called Mama Yo Quiero, Mama, I Love You, of course, in Spanish, and then, of course, all the rest of it in Yiddish. So let's take a listen now to Pesach Gerberstein and Lillian Lux.
Mama Yo Quiero, ah. Mama Yo Quiero, ah. Mama Yo Quiero, Mama. Da chupeta, da chupeta, da chupeta, pro bebê no chão. Mamá, 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 eu quero, mamá, eu quero, mamá, eu quero, mamá. Da chupeta, da chupeta, da chupeta, pro bebê no chão. Ihr wandert alle Juren, ihr könnt nicht sitzen still. Hab lieber im Zipuren, ihr kommt mit dem Brasil. Ich hab gefeilt, ihr springen, wie ihr schafft es wohl. Hab gehört, ihr singen, ein Lied, uns geht das so. Mama, yo quiero,
ma.
Mama, yo quiero,
ma.
Mama, yo quiero, Mama. Da chupeta, da chupeta, da chupeta, pro bebê no choro.
Mama, 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 yo quiero,
mama, yo quiero. Mamma, io quiero, mamma. Da chupeta, da chupeta, pro bebê no chão.
Lef ich dort a jido, leit ich zum Befreien. Is du svaralido, der Kläfer muss du smein. Chupeta, mamma, kera, bringt die größe Klein. Du smidu, du sich kero, die Derbe zu verstehen.
Yo quiero, mamme,
mamme,
du fängt es damme.
Mamme,
mamme, kero, mamme. Da chupeta, mein Singer Peter, am Bamkas aufgeschreit, der Gehre geht
daher.
Ob ich an Mime, kenn sie Barime, die schönste Frau in ganz Brasilien. Bin a Verkochter, in ihr sa Tochter, am Mädelle a Schäne, wo sie heißen Ziele. Nur einmal nachts,
also,
hab Schweiz verbracht.
Aha.
Danach flieg ich, ich hab a Dremel. Tera Gefilde,
Tera Gefilde,
steh auf a Wilde,
steh auf a Wilde.
Ich hör mich schreit dort, es ist a größer Zimmel. Mama, yo quiero,
Mama,
Mama, yo quiero,
Mama,
Mama, yo quiero, Mama. Da chupeta, da chupeta, pro bebê no chão. Mama, yo quiero, mama, yo quiero, mama, yo quiero, mama. Da chupeta, pro bebê no chão. Mama, mama, yo quiero.
They recorded for Columbia back in 1948, the late Pesach Gerberstein and his wife, the late Lillian Lux, and Mama Yo Quiero, a little Spanish, a little Yiddish, tailor-made for the Latin American audiences that they performed for many decades during their long and illustrious career. Hope you enjoyed that very rare recording. Well, let's go on now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a real nice song by the Maccabees, who we have come to discover don't only do parody. Sometimes they do their own original songs.
Oh, yeah, they're branching
as well.
Out for sure.
Yeah, definitely. This one, a real nice song called Home.
Been a lot of places, I've been all around the world. seen a lot of faces, never know where I was on the horizon. Ooh, well, I know, so I'll be rising back home.
No, we won't forget where we came from. The city won't change us, we beat to the same drum. No, we won't forget where we came from. The city won't change us, we beat to the same drum.
Don't forget where you belong.
The Maccabees, a real nice song.
That was nice.
That one called Home.
Excellent. Well, let's continue now. Don't forget, the next portion of the program brought to you by Leslie Kanner's Fabulous Israeli Accents. Don't forget, give them a call, 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's Fabulous Israeli Accents, serving the Mid-Atlantic area and now around the world with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica. So give them a call, 301-231-7999. Let's continue now with Ben Zion Schenker, a composition of his, several verses, different verses from the Book of Psalms talking about Hashem's reestablishing Zion, and it's called Kibochar, recorded back in 1972.
Kibochar Hashem v'tziyon, Yivar emay shavloi, Yakoy bochaloi ka, Yisrov velis kurosoi. Kibochar Hashem v'tziyon, Yivar emay shavloi, Yakoy bochaloi ka, Yisrov velis kurosoi.
Ay, ay, ay!
Ki lo yitoy shashem amoy, ki lo yitoy shashem amoy, ben nachosoy lo yazoy.
Ki lo yitoy shashem amoy, ki lo yitoy shashem amoy, ki lo yitoy shashem amoy.
menach los oilo yazov.
Shem b'tziyon, ivar lemoi sharloi, ki yankai bachar loi kol, Yisrael v'lizkur lo asai.
Ay, 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 ay,
ki lo yitoi shashem amoi, ki lo yitoi shashem amoi, ki lo yitoi shashem amoi. Venach los oilo yazoiv,
ki lo yitoi shashem amoy, ki lo yitoi shashem amoy, ki lo yitoi shashem amoy, venach los oilo yazoiv.
Shem b'tziyon, ivar emoy shavloy, ki yakay b'chaloy kol, Yisrael v'lizkur lo asay.
Ay, ay, ay,
ki lo yitoi shashem amoy, ki lo yitoi shashem amoy, ki lo yitoi shashem amoy. Venach los oilo yazoiv,
ki lo yitoi shashem amoy, ki lo yitoi shashem amoy, ki lo yitoi shashem amoy, venach los oilo yazoiv.
They're recorded for Roan Records back in 1972. The fabulous Ben Zion Schenker, one of the leading exponents of the explosion of Hasidic music that occurred in that era, and Ki Bochar, a composition of his tying together several different verses from the Book of Psalms, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, we're going to continue now. Here, a nice one. This one, Yaakov Shwaki, a song called Chaim Shalom.
Ratzon milifne avinu avinu shebashamayim shetitmale rachamim al hachatan veakala hayekari ratzon milifne Avinu, Avinu, Shebashamayim, Shetitmale Rachamim, Al Hachatan Ve'Akala, Hayekari, Chayim Shel Shalom. Shalva Chaim Shel Osher Va'Osher Chaim Shel Kavod
Chaim Shel Shalom Shamayim
Of Shwecky in that one. A real nice one. Always from good. The album We Are a Miracle, that one called Chaim Shel Shalom.
Right. In the midst of that, in mitten, like they say in Yiddish, he lifted a couple of lines from the Rosh Chodesh benching. So that makes it very timely because yesterday in Shul we benched the new month of Adar, which will occur this coming Friday in Shabbos, and we'll talk more about that next week. But one thing at a time. Very nice selection of that, Ben. You know, you can't go wrong with Shwecky, that's for
it's
sure.
True.
Well, let's go back now. More Yiddish. Here's the late Leo Fuchs, star of the Yiddish and later American, the theater and stage and television, etc., and a song called "Ot Dus Willich." This is what I want, recorded back in 1950 for RCA Victor.
Ot du is willich, ot tot du is dafer, ye dafer made a lish in a zoidi. Ot tot du is willich, ot tot du is dafer, un a zam made a lish hob ich nish kan ri. Ich will dir waschen, kochen, backen, ja hin, da limit jör. In as die Wäschmer beten, wenn er liegt vor dir in Kimpeteuer. Ot 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 du is willig, ot 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 du is daufer. Ich darf am Mädel, ja so wie die. Die bist am Mädel, ja tschatschke, saftig, viel mit Schmalz. A Geschmacki wie a Katschki, die ist pushet aus. Jos bin alle min a bissl chen Corona-Soff.
In verje gaf de grasjes de woud af. In eerste ogenblik, op hier de zijde mijn glik. Ihr weiß, die bist da stark, die Köche sass die ganz genieb. Weil die kennst mich auch wegleiden, wenn ich ist auf mir aki. Du is willig, du is daufer, ihr daufer Mädel, ja so wie die. Tatadu is willig, tatadu is daufer, ihr daufer Mädelisch, einer so wie die. Tatadu is willig, tatadu is daufer, und als ein Mädelisch hab ich nicht kein Rieb. Ihr will schön waschen, kochen, backen, ein Hinderle mit Jäuer, in als die West noch beten, weil er liegen bei dir in Kimpeteuer. Tatadu is willig, Tatadu is daufer, ihr daufer Mädel, ja so wie die.
They recorded for RCA Victor back in 1950 with Abe Elstein's orchestra, the late Leo Fuchs, a star of the Yiddish stage and screen, and later branched out into the American mainstream in a song, Ata Duzvillig, this is the girl that he wants, and he says in Yiddish that from the first time that he glanced at her, he was completely smitten, as we say, and he said that he would even wash and bake and cook a nice chicken, a heen, they say in Yiddish, a nice hen for her with schmaltz. Can't get any more showing of true love in the Ashkenazic world than providing schmaltz for your beloved. So there you have it. Hope you enjoyed the great Leo Fuchs recorded back in 1950. Let's continue now. More Hasidic music. Here is Shmilo Rosenberg recorded back in 1985. That may our eyes behold the return of Hashem to Zion. Here's Shmilo Rosenberg.
Let's see you in Berak me. Hishana vodu chove yira. Be yira. Ki yime yoyla. Hishon nimkat moin yoyla. Hishana vodu chove yira. Be yira. Ki yime yoyla. Hishon nimkat moin yoyla. Thank you.
Recorded back in 1985, there, Shmuel Rosenberg and Vesecha Zena, May Our Eyes Behold the Return of Hashem to Zion. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, before we get into this, we just want to remind everybody that Washington Jewish Radio is now exclusively a podcast. So for your enjoyment, make sure that you are accessing the program via your favorite podcasting app, whether that is the iTunes podcasting app or Spotify. That is the best way to listen to the program. We are following in the footsteps of a lot of shows and radio folks who have gone the podcast route. It's the best way for us to get you content directly, but you have to actually access it that way. So make sure that you go and you like and you subscribe and listen to the show that way, and we will continue to be able to serve you for a long time to come. And now, here we have a real nice one. We're going to go back into the Israeli music, and this one, a fun duet of two Israeli singers, Ishtar Labina and Kobi Peretz. This is a song called Yachad.
רק רציתי שתדעי שאת כל אהבתי שאספתי בליבי לך אתן אהובתי.
וואי אין הכל איום מן ימי שופטו לאחר איום מלא אלבי
Shit.
there you had it. There was Ishtar Alabina and Kobe Peretz, and that one, a song called Yachad.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. This week, actually today, as a matter of fact, I observe the 20th yard site of my dear mother, Rosalind Shore, Russie Bosmer of blessed memory. And I speak about her in great detail on the Mother's Day program, but suffice to say today that, first of all, I can't figure out where 20 years have gone, but they've gone wherever the years go, and we've tried to make the best of them in the 20 years since she was gone. She was really the center of the family, and without her, there's just a void that has never really been adequately filled, and I don't think ever will be, for sure. In any event, one of the things that she loved was cantoral music and a good chazan, for she grew up in Beth Shalom here in Washington, which really was the chazan shul, and boasted on their bima many world-famous chazanim. And many years before I sang in the choir, my uncle Marty Ehrlich, blessed memory, sang with the great cantor Shalom Katz, who was the chazan of Beth Shalom during years when my mom was growing up, sang at her wedding, and really was her favorite chazan. He was the gold standard by which all other chazanim were judged. And so, of course, it's only fitting that I play for her on her yard site recordings by the late cantor Shalom Katz. Our first selections come from a series that he recorded for the Westminster Company in 1953 when he was still chazan of Beth Shalom. And he tried to do an entire Shabbos service with a choir conducted by the late Seymour Silbermintz. And so we're going to listen right now to a part of the Kedusha, the Boruch Kavod, the Shema, and the Dor Vador. And it's funny, Ben, from the Ashkenazic rite, because when he was chazan of Beth Shalom, he would not have said L'dor V'dor, he wouldn't have said Atal Kadosh, because they're Nusach Sfard, but, you know, who's counting anyhow, right? So beautiful recordings, though, by the late, great cantor Shalom Katz. Born in Romania in 1914, and was cantor of the town of Kishinev in his early 20s, a major cantoral post. He was incarcerated in a concentration camp and was slated for execution. And when a German officer heard his singing voice, he would not execute him and allowed him to escape. He came to the United States after the war and was chazan for many years of Beth Shalom before branching out into full-time cantorial and concert work really around the world, and passed away back in 1982. So here's the late cantor Shalom Katz together with the Seymour Silbermintz Choir and part of the Kedusha from Musaf on Shabbos and Yontif.
Oh. Me pina
They're recorded for Westminster back in 1953 during his tenure at Beth Shalom here in Washington. The late Cantor Shalom Katz, my mom's all-time favorite.
Yeah.
And for good reason, too. One of the giants of cantoral music. And hope very much you enjoyed it. Now, they really tried to recreate on this set of albums what an actual davening sounded like, because there's no musical accompaniment. Right. It's just chazan and choir. So you really get the flavor of it. But I remember her telling me many times that in the shul in those days, she said you could not fit another human being in the shul. It was not possible that people just flocked to hear him, and that they would open the windows and have people daven outside. There's no more room in the building, so you can't say much more than that. Well, another later recording by Cantor Katz coming up after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic. Feature an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with today's special cantoral feature. 10 years later, in 1963, amongst his many recordings, Cantor Katz released a double LP of selections from various psalms, and this one for Psalm 133, a very nice concert piece. Hinei Matovim Anayim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. How good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Here is the late Cantor Shalom Katz.
Kishom Tzimashem Es Habruacho
recorded back in 1963, the late cantor Shalom Katz, and one of the greats of all time and a friend of our families for many decades from the time that he came to the United States after the war, and Hinei Matov, Psalm 133. It wraps up this special cantoral feature dedicated to the memory of my late mother, Rosalind Shore, Russi Bas Meir, on today, her 20th Yahrzeit. May her neshama have an aliyah, and may her memory always be for a blessing. Some voice, huh, Ben?
Definitely.
Yeah. Like I say, by my mom, Shalom Katz was the gold standard. Hope you enjoyed that very fine recordings on the cantoral feature. It brings to a close today's program. Like I promised, it was action-packed. We had a lot of stuff to get to. We got to it all in our 2 hours together. And so this is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed what you heard and that you'll make it a point to be with us again next Sunday for another edition of Washington Jewish Radio.
And this is Ben Shore. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the program this week. We will see you next week for another edition of the show. So until then, again, thanks for listening.
Until then, Larry Shore saying be well, Zagazinth, Hategedavach, have a good week, and be with us again next week for another edition of Washington Jewish Radio. Until then, have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.